Expect delays. Expect delays. Expect delays. The city was doing road work in our neighborhood and had placed a flashing sign by the road where traffic was backing up in front of me. Expect delays, it blinked. No word on how long or a detour, thus making the message not only a warning, but a self-fulfilling prophecy. Expect delays, it repeated. As I stared, a more elegant message bubbled into consciousness. Truly expect delays. They're inevitable. They will occur no matter what we do, so anticipate them. Think about them in advance. Plan for them. Now, there are delays, and there are delays. Consider Moses, 40 years wandering in the desert. But I think the blinking message is more about the everyday delays. Heavy traffic, road construction, getting out of the parking lot after a concert, or long lines at the supermarket, the voting precinct, the county registrar. More mundane and frequent, these are the ones that really seem to bug us and suddenly bring us to a state of impatience or worse. We Americans have a wait problem. We hate to wait for just about anything. There's actually a lot of research in this area saying our need for speed can threaten our health and safety. The studies say the tightly wound type A personalities are the most likely to be affected. I'm not a type A, but I can be very impatient. I think type A's pass on their symptoms to the rest of us, that the problem is contagious. Experts report one action can spawn many reactions. Think Butler Boulevard or the Buckman Bridge, where aggressive driving such as speeding, tailgating, and lane changing prevail, and impatience is just a finger gesture away from road rage. Research shows impatience is in the DNA of aggressive driving, and aggressive driving is a leading cause of fatal accidents. Interestingly, extensive surveys indicate that in a lot of ways we're okay with that. We, as individual drivers, rationalize that it's okay to speed if we're late for an appointment, that stretching a red light is acceptable if our kids are waiting to be picked up. The fact that some, while trying to be on time, die and or kill others doesn't seem to enter the equation. Expect delays. Rome wasn't built in a day. FedEx is occasionally late. Traffic will be terrible somewhere every day, but women did get the vote, and one day they'll get the presidency. The Berlin Wall did come down. Grades do go up. The mail will arrive. Lovers will find a way. The waiter will bring the drinks, and the Jaguars will have winning seasons again sometime. Expect delays. It's good for you. Impatience can lead to anxiety, which can lead to high blood pressure, the threshold to heart disease. Frequent impatience can produce enough stress to cause your body to shoot adrenaline. Good while being chased by a lion, certainly, but not good if you're behind the wheel and adrenaline is fostering hostility. Expecting delays provides the opportunity to avoid them. Take an alternative route or travel at a different time to avoid traffic. Tailgate after the game to allow the crowd to clear. Vote absentee to miss election day lines. Avoid restaurant waits by calling ahead for carryout or pack your lunch. It'll be more healthful than fast food anyway. Stalled in traffic, assess the situation. Recognize it may make you late, but that there's nothing to be done about it. Take a deep breath. Relax. Embrace the delay. Turn it into an unexpected time out. Keep your eye on the road, but let part of your mind go on a tiny vacation. Think about an experience you really enjoyed, a book you're reading, a TV series you're watching, or hum a song you love. Think about a time when a delay turned out to be a good thing. I remember one many years ago back when I was reporting, when I was in Washington, D.C. for a story. I was going to miss my plane home and arrange for a later flight. Rather than go to the airport and wait, I walked to the National Gallery of Art. I spent a couple of hours looking at masterworks and having a late lunch with a nice glass of wine. It was a wonderful afternoon in the midst of an otherwise frantic week, and it never would have happened had it not been for the delay. Our technology-driven culture leads us to believe that we should be able to have everything right now. Instant gratification as a social norm. Bumps in the road are unacceptable. But wait, delays are part of life. Learning to handle the smaller ones makes it easier to deal with the bigger ones that inevitably come. Take a deep breath. Relax. Expect and accept delays. With all due respect, I'm Jay Solomon.